Well, on to questions from Idahoans. Not surprisingly, you received a number of questions about border security and immigration reform.
Yes.
Some of the folks asking questions include Kay from Nampa and Ron from Post Falls and Lois from Burley and George from Driggs and Diane from Windles, just all over the state. I think Maureen from Hazleton asked, and I quote, would a guest worker program be beneficial to the United States? I know that's certainly been kind of the lightning rod in the immigration bill is
sure.
In the Senate is the guest worker program. Can you just talk briefly about that?
Absolutely. First and foremost, a nation that does not control and secure its borders is a nation that could ultimately lose its identity or clearly be held victim by those who wish to move across the border for whatever purpose. I hope we've learned that lesson. And what our president did several weeks ago to bring the guard in to help secure our southwestern border, I think is a very important process that we have to continue to enhance and improve. In the immigration bill that passed the Senate week before last, some very strong border control issues in it. It's really got to be number one in the issue. But number two in the issue is a viable workforce. Americans are at full employment today, basically nationwide. It's certainly true in the state of Idaho. And yet in full employment, we have what some would argue are between 8 and 10 million illegals here. They're working too, along with those U.S. citizens who are fully employed. What does that say? It says that at any one time in our economy, we need some immigrant foreign national workers in our economy. How best to have them here? A guest worker program is probably the better way to have them here. People from foreign countries who come here to work and then go home. We used to have a good guest worker program. At least it worked well. It got a lot of criticism in the 50s, called the old Brazero program. It got criticism because some of the workers were treated in inhumane ways, and probably its criticism was justifiable. But it worked. People came, they worked, they left. We traded that for what's known as an H-2A program. That's the guest worker program dominantly for agriculture today. It didn't work. It was so bureaucratic, so cumbersome, that it could only identify about 42,000 workers a year in agriculture when agriculture needed 1.5 million. We have to have a guest worker program if we're going to sustain American agriculture. But it needs to be legal. It needs to be transparent. We probably need a guest worker program in the construction trades nowadays, in drywalling and in some of the home building trades. In other areas, we need a guest worker program, but with the option, if they want to work for it, to earn citizenship, to go through the normal processes, to fit within the quotas, because, you know, folks with PhDs degrees and high talents in engineering and all of that, pretty productive folks, wouldn't make bad citizens or good citizens. They certainly would. So it's a combination of all of those things. I don't think if we want a growth economy, if we want to continue to sustain many of our social programs and the benefits our country has, and we have to hold an economy, keep a workforce viable. Americans are having fewer children today. You're not going to grow an economy if you don't have additional workers coming in beyond those that are produced within the economy itself. But it's a balancing act. It's got to be legal. It's got to be transparent. And most importantly, the borders have to remain secured.